to that for reciting a couple of political poems about freedom of expression, which I'm also concerned with. This one is called Mockery Against the Irish Censorship, and to take off on Irish form, and I did it rather deliberately, because with a name like Dugan, you get accused of what New York we call being a Third Avenue Irishman, that's somebody who pretends to be Irish but really isn't. And, I'm not really Irish, but straight American. So it's called Mockery Against the Irish Censorship. Mockery Against the Irish Censorship. Ireland was better in its dream with the oppressor foreign. Now its art leaves home to keen, and its voice is orange. It is a sad revolt for loving's health that beats its enemy and then itself. Now that Irishmen are free to enslave themselves together, they say that it is better they do worse to one another than have the English do them good in an exchange of joy for blood. Just as alien pious blacks their greens of lovers' commerce, rehearsing victory, they lack a government to fill its promise. Worse, law has slacked the silly harp that was there once and only arc out, and I am sorry to be flip and narrowly disrespectful, but since I weighed at home in it, I stoop and take a mouthful to splatter the thick walls of their heads with American insult. Irish sense is dead.